Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 3 seconds or 3 minutes, anywhere in between, on any topic under the Small Business Sun. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We have a new video we post every week, and have been now for a while, and we're going to continue to do that. You can listen to the podcasts that are part of that originated from the radio show. And you can read articles I've written and my Brain Trust members have written and all the other things that are there. Subscribe to my newsletter and you'll get everything first on Sunday afternoon before everybody else. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertucci. She's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, Senior VP and General Manager of Sage Small Business Accounting Solutions, Sage America. And their Sage Business Index is out, folks. They're biannual. The semi-annual business index. And we just got through talking, say, Connie, about some of the international responses that you got. The United States, you're saying, of all the countries, the United States seem to be more optimistic of all, right?
Yeah, well, Canada, from an index perspective, Canada was still very optimistic, and I think might have been a few points higher than the U.S., but the change, the positive change that we saw in this last survey, the U.S. had really the most positive pickup in terms of optimism. In fact, if you look at the index, in terms of what was really interesting is that small businesses in the U.S. were actually more optimistic about their own prospects as a business versus the U.S. economy, mm-hmm. while both indexes did improve.
Isn't that typical, though, Connie? Isn't that what makes these people you and I work for so special? I mean, you just can't get an American small business down. You know what I mean? Throw the world at them, and they just shake it off. What you just said just makes me so much more proud of them than if it's possible for me to be more proud of small business owners in America. What you just said really does it.
I agree. I mean, they're heads down. They're heads down managing their business, and they're making it work.
They believe in themselves, Connie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact,
and that's exceptionalism. I'm sorry. I'll stop it a minute. I just get so excited when I hear things like you're reporting now. That's what exceptionalism means, isn't it?
I agree. And you know, the other thing that was really exciting in these results is we always ask how they're doing from a sales perspective over the last 6 months to try to track to see how the trends are going. And in this particular survey, they said only 22% indicated that their sales were declining. Mm-hmm. And this is much better, significantly better than it was 6 months ago, when around 26-27% said it was declining.
And so, you know, that tracks pretty close to ours. We surveyed our audience online about 2 weeks ago, and we asked them, you know, where are you? And we basically asked three questions, you know, three answers, I should say. Great, we're doing okay, and not doing so good. And our number was in the 25 range, as I remember, 24-25% range that we're not doing too good. So that's pretty close.
Exactly. Yep. No, it was very promising. You know, on the index scale, when we asked them about the confidence in their own business, it actually got up into the 60s, 61% index percentage in terms of feeling more
optimistic.
What
do you think is causing them to be that, to say that? What are they seeing out there that's causing them to say that, Connie?
I think it's a few things. I think we all realize that, you know, a lot of them have gone out of business. So the ones that are left now, I mean, I hate, this is probably a negative slant on
but I think a lot
of the ones that are left, they're just, they've made it through the tough times, and they're seeing mm-hmm. the light at the end of the tunnel.
They know how to operate their business now. If they've survived to the last 3 years, they know how to operate their business more than they ever knew before. As you say, a lot of competition has gone away. And here's another thing, Connie. The startup activity, as I predicted in 2008, startups have not been a big part of the picture of this recovery, like they have in past recoveries, for a number of reasons. So this is why I believe, Connie, that the small businesses that have survived over the next 3 years will have extreme success and profitability. What do you think?
I completely agree, and we see that with the small businesses that we serve, that they're looking, they're getting more smarter, they're automating, they're, you know, it's getting more efficient through automation. Mm-hmm. Even our survey pointed out that the majority of them are now really focusing on customer service, because it's a lot cheaper to keep a customer now than it is to get a customer. I mean, it's a lot more expensive to gain a customer. And so many of them are changing their business models. And I agree. I think that they're going to be a lot better for it going forward.
Connie, as we wrap up this segment, talk to us about your website and tell us about the products you guys offer.
Absolutely. So our website is www.sagenorthamerica.com. In fact, I will say you can get all of the research that we've talked about on your shows over the last couple of years off of that site. Just go into the newsroom under Sage Surveys. Mm-hmm. And Sage is a global provider of business management software to small and medium-sized businesses in the areas of accounting, payroll, ERP. I mean, small businesses are life.
HR, and, you've got an HR division too?
HR, fixed assets, all different types of solutions that small and medium-sized businesses need to manage their business.
They're good folks, ladies and gentlemen. I know them well, and I encourage you to check out their website and their products. We've been using their products, by the way, for a long time. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.